Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Indy with your 9am Zedlines. And a warning that the following story contains references to sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised. In local news, an inquiry has found this week that Queensland's forensic lab failed to identify almost a third of blood samples in 2008. The inquiry has attributed the failure to Project 13, a 2008 report that recommended the use of an automated DNA testing system rather than manual extraction. The failure has led to a review of around 7,000 crime and sexual assault cases in 2008 and 2009. 32% of blood samples did not yield a DNA profile, more than five times the rate of 2005 and 2006.
Indigenous elder Mick Gouda says the backlash in Queensland from the failed voice referendum is greater than expected. Mr. Gouda sits on the board of Queensland's interim truth and treaty body and expressed concern when Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said a treaty wouldn't be possible without bipartisan support. Since the Queensland Parliament passed the Path to Treaty Bill in May, the government has confirmed it will be setting up a truth-telling and healing inquiry, as well as a First Nations Treaty Institute before the next state election in 2024. Mr. Gouda fears the voice referendum has been counterproductive to the treaty, saying, quote, "There's a few of us who thought about the worst-case scenario of a no vote, and it worried us then, and it works out that worry was really well-founded."
In national news, Turkish authorities have arrested an Australian man allegedly involved in an international crime ring. Hakan Ayık was among 37 arrested in Istanbul as armed agents seized weapons and foreign banknotes. Mr. Ayık has been on the most wanted list in New South Wales for more than a decade for the supply of large commercial quantities of drugs. The Australian Federal Police acknowledged the Turkish National Police for undertaking the operation, citing Turkey as a regional leader in the global fight against transnational serious organised crime.
New South Wales Finance Minister Courtney Housos accuses a Liberal MP of sexism over questioning her husband's lobbyist job. On Thursday morning, Coalition MP Damien Toodhope questioned the minister whether her husband's role at the Insurance Council of Australia was a conflict of interest with budget estimates. Greens MP Abigail Boyd, who participated in the session, said the line of questioning was gendered, but scrutiny over conflicts of interest is important. Ms. Housos responded, quote, "You might come from a different time, Mr. Toodhope, but in most families today, both partners work."
In international news, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier has asked for forgiveness for colonial atrocities committed by Germany in Tanzania in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Speaking at a museum in Songea, the site of the Maji Maji Rebellion in which German forces killed almost 300,000 people in the early 1900s, Steinmeier said he hoped the two countries could commit to a communal processing of the past. Tanzania historian Mohamed Said said the apology was welcomed but did not go far enough to acknowledge the atrocities committed.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Ben Salter is undertaking an enormous tour